Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School, brought to you by Sandhills Global. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Look at Jake in there. Look at Jake in there. Jake looked like he's serving time. Being a Dolphin fan is like, see, Jake, the only reason I am so passionate, feeling bad for you, that Buffalo was so bad before we made the playoffs a few years ago, and I know what it's like. But I was an alumni, and I know how you've been a lifelong Dolphin fan. And I'll tell you this. I was not a full Dolphins fan, but I think Dan Marino is – I used to think he was the best quarterback of all time. Now I've went to Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Tom Brady, but I was a Dolphins fan then too. But I feel for you. I feel your pain. Now we're back on to bigger and better business because the Dolphins are low-grade bottom feeder fish. They're kind of like the carp, right? You got to fry the carp 85 times before you eat it. That's what the type of Dolphins we are. Rico, hit it. Rico. Dion usually says hit his theme music.
Yep.
Hit the show sponsor, Rico.
Welcome into Old School 93.7 The Ticket. TheTicketFM.com. Old School sponsored by Sandhills Global. Sandhills Global has hundreds of job opportunities and internships. Their global headquarters is located right here in beautiful Lincoln, Nebraska. If you head to sandhills.jobs today, you can apply for, again, over 100 jobs and internships at Sandhills Global.
Say it with your chest out.
Today.
Rico Suave Alvarez.
DP, Husker Hall of Famer, Jay Foreman.
Here's the question for you, Rico.
What?
My roommate in college was Tony Ortiz. And Sunday was it, for whatever it is, on Sundays is when that was his day to get up. And every 8 o'clock. So if we got home at 6, 8 o'clock, the music was on and he was having a dance. So can you merengue?
A little bit.
Okay. Just so it took Tony Ortiz two years to teach me how to do this somewhat merengue. And it was still suspect. He's like, oh yeah, you could pass, but you can't be in the middle of the party. Yeah. If I take you back to New York,
you have to be on the outskirts. Yeah,
outskirts.
Getting in the middle of the circle.
20 seconds and you're off.
Yeah.
Rico, let's set the tone. We need to pay tribute. So let's pay tribute today to the legend, the GOAT, if you will,
and
please.
Impress the authorities. We were in Cincinnati for a weekend series to play at Crosley Field. The letter intimated the deed would be done on Sunday. Sunday morning, when the team was in the bus going to the dressing room, it was pretty quiet. And in the dressing room, it was very quiet. This was the most serious pregame atmosphere probably in the game. Everyone was worried. And it was very quiet. And the Dodgers had a young left fielder by the name of Gene Hermansky. And Gene was colorful, bright, blonde, white, and fully you-know-what. And with this quiet atmosphere in the clubhouse, Gene suddenly said, "I've got it." And everybody looked and they said, "What?" He said, "We'll all wear number 42 and they'll never know which one is Jackie Robinson." Now that seemed funny at the day. In 1997, Jackie's number was retired. And in 2004, Gene Hermansky's words from 1950 came to fruition. "We'll all wear number 42. So tonight, when the Dodgers in Arizona line up on the foul lines, they'll be wearing 42. And all across the country, in every major league ballpark, every player will be wearing 42. And what does the...
It's, when you get a microphone, I've had a couple of chances to sit with Vin Scully and just shoot the breeze. And he always talked about it. He said, this is how this should be done. One, tell the truth. Two, be entertaining. And then three, don't take yourself so seriously. Always, that's always in the back of my head because he's the best storyteller, sports storyteller that ever was. Like in any realm, there's not anybody in football who is the great storyteller. Those days of Madden, Madden's gone. Pat Summerall, those folks, the folks who did NBC.
Steve Sable, right? You know, inside the NFL, the show that they used to have on Saturdays and Sundays are gone with Irv Cross and all those guys. Irv Cross was kind of like on the sidelines. You know, it was very obviously. But, you know, to be honest with you, even when those TV shows were on and even when Madden was on doing games, you had to have a radio type of pitch or personality because you weren't getting a lot of FaceTime. It was essentially you were doing radio. They would see Madden before the game, maybe like a mid timeout, you know, like a TV break, halftime, you know, going into halftime, after halftime, and show wrap up. Now you see guys, you know, before a play, a timeout. There's so much more to the production that you had to be able to deliver stories and have your own way to deliver those stories. And when you just listen to Vince Scully, you know, the way that he set the tone and then the way that he took his voice up and down the octaves and stuff like that really, you know, let you know what type of storyteller it was. Then, you know, he created this kind of climax, you know, or peak. And then, you know, he brought it down to everybody's level, obviously as a, you know, a little bit of a, you know, icebreaker of a joke. Then he brought it back to a serious note, giving it back. And then he also kind of did some teaching where it's like over, I think it was 54 years or it took from the time in the locker room to where they implemented it in Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. So he combined all those things. It's a unique quality to be able to do it. When you have athletes or just people with just influence, you know, everybody, you know, say they grew up in LA, felt like they knew Vince Scully, but just the people that are in different sports, different genres, giving respect to him, let you know how big of a superstar he was in what he did, but what he's done for not only baseball, sports casting, radio, TV. He's like the godfather that kind of opened a whole bunch of lanes. And it allowed the Harry Carries to have his personality, the Euchre to have his personality, to go on and for Euchre to be in Major League Baseball, you know, the movie or and stuff like that. And to be honest with you, I've never met him, but every time that I've seen an interview with him or something that where they highlight him, as from the little that I've been able to see, or, you know, obviously after – you know, from the time I left college to now, when you meet people of iconic status, some of them you get let down by. You're actually left probably wanting more from him because he's almost like an aw shucks. I'm not really that good. I love doing this. So this is just what I want to do. And the humbleness of him, and especially, you know, being with the Dodgers organization for that long. Okay. You're an icon. Okay, you are a
and in L.A.
And I was just about to say, in L.A. And with the, you know, lock and step, you know, not directly with Jackie Robinson, but a big part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to think, him doing those games, even though it was at that back end of Jackie Robinson, he's still setting the tone for what people are listening to and maybe how they're acting in their everyday life. We see it right now. We see it right now either in Nebraska, like with football, or just, you know, even the, you know, politics, how, you know, you can influence people when you have a microphone. And, yeah, so, I mean, look, 94 years is a phenomenal life. But, you know, it's crazy. I was just talking to – I forgot who I was talking to about Sid Hartman in Minnesota, whereas he worked literally up until the day he died. Same thing with Vince Scully. He was probably getting all geared up for the last little, you know, playoff run, or thinking he was, and unfortunately passed. So it's you know, I think he's one of the ones that kind of got his so-called flowers as, you know, he was, you know, especially in these last few years. But he's a guy that I think as years go on, and as I'm sure media changes, right, how games are broadcast and how they do stuff, he's going to be even a more of an iconic figure. And for the next person that comes and takes his spot for the Dodgers, and I'm just thinking about this right now, it's like a, you know, like how they put like a hologram up in the sky, you know, out, you know, just above the stadium.
Yep.
You know, that's where he's going to maybe
yeah,
be
he'll
calling.
Be, like, yeah, you just
he'll
put
be
him on
there,
the screen.
Just like everything that you're doing, you're thinking about him. But I think it's also something that you embrace, because if you strive to be Vince Scully and don't get there, you're probably going to end up having a pretty good career. And he's a good – and he seemed like he was a good dude too, a good man. And I shouldn't call him a dude. You got to show my respect. You know, a great human and a good man.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We went through a couple of the spaces that he was in. Again, this guy was, you know, Grand Marshal of the Rose Bowl Parade, called the World Series games, called football. And then, you know, kind of carried the torch for being able to tell stories about, you know, Don Drysdale, Sandy Koufax, to go back to that space. He told all the stories. From Koufax and Don Newcomb, the night it brings a tear to my eye to recall him telling the story about the night that they brought Don Newcomb back to Dodger Stadium for the first time, and he was in a wheelchair. And they turned off all the lights, and then they actually lit matches. So everybody in the stands lit matches. This is before camera phones and all that. But him describing the dance of the bugs, of the fireflies at Dodger Stadium in Newcomb's honor, right?
Yeah.
Like, to be able to pull that off, it's good stuff. We're going to go to Mike on the Sartor Hammond Tech, on the Honda Lincoln Hotline. Mike, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. What's up?
Hey, just with the passing of Vince Scully, I had to just tell you a brief story. What a class act he was. I've been fortunate enough to meet a lot of famous people over the years. And two of the nicest were Lynn Swann. He and my daughter loved to get autographs. She's probably 7 or 8. And I said, "There's Lynn Swann." And she said, "Suzette." And I proceeded to tell her. And he was working a Husker game, and he was in a trailer outside there. And I said, "Well, hey, he's working. He tells you no. I don't care if he's crabby. You just walk away." Well, she says, "Can I have your autograph, Mr. Swann?" He says, "You got paper?" She says, "No." "You got a pen?" He says, "No." He goes in the trailer and gets a magic marker and signs her shirt. Pure class. The other one was Vin Scully. That guy was amazing. We were staying in the same hotel as the Dodgers. and he was there. And, you know, I said, wow, there's Ben Scully. He says, who's that, Dad? I said, in my mind, the best broadcaster baseball's ever had. So he was talking to someone, so we stood to the side, and she walks up, and before she can even say anything to him, he comes up, and I can't do his voice, obviously. It sounded like he was doing a baseball game. He just waxed poetically when he talks and said, I could just sense your presence as I was talking to this gentleman. And he talked to us for 10 minutes. Just a pure class guy. And so I just want to acknowledge that, because a lot of guys you think and hope would be good guys maybe aren't. Although, you know, it's really not fair to judge people on one incident. But Ben Scully was a class act. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. Dead on. That's so in Salt Lake, the AAA Bs, we would actually engage, and sometimes they would pull our personnel to help the Dodgers and the Angels. And you would get to go up in the booth, and you could just get to watch. And one, the word majestic isn't great enough. Regal is probably closer to how it was, because he would shake the hands. You watch people come up on the elevator, and sometimes play-by-play guys are recluses, and they don't really want to deal with it. But he would shake hands, and he would engage, and he would call by name. And when right. you're that big and you still call by name and you still acknowledge on the base level. But what I wanted to take from him was that he cared enough to get it right. And he told a story once that he's doing a ball game, and I try to do it justice. He says he's doing a ball game, and they asked him, you know, how many times have you screwed up? And he goes, oh, I screw up all the time. He goes. One time it was Cardinals game, and I was trying to say, "Hard shot, hit foul."
Yeah,
hard shot, hit foul.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot.
And he said he wasn't close. And he said he was so embarrassed. He's like, "Okay, that's gonna be my last day on radio. Like, that's it. Like, I've done it. I've crossed the line." But nobody said anything to him, and they moved along with it. But he was just he was humble. He loved what he did. He loved who he did it with, and good stuff all around. So there's that. There's lots to talk about today. I do want to. We were kind of joking yesterday about players who get traded.
Yeah.
Right? Players who get traded. So the the. The Boston Red Sox traded a player to the Houston Astros. And how he found out about it was he was doing a pregame interview.
Yep.
Jay, they walked up.
And told him in his ear, I did see it.
No, yeah. They pulled him off the interview on live TV.
Well, the reporters told him before they pulled him, so that he's doing the thing. And one of the reporters goes, hey, did you know you just got traded to the Astros? And they're in Houston, because he's out there for BP, and he goes, no. I guess. And he's like, well, how do you feel? He goes, I guess it's a business. And then it took a little bit, and then finally a Red Sox official came and pulled him out of the interview. But they had already – somebody had broken the news to him while
Stay
he was right
classy,
there.
Classy Red Sox.
He'd been with the Red Sox since 2008.
Stay classy, Red Sox. This dude had been there for 14 years, and you
didn't have no inclination that morning.
You gave him nothing.
I think that's what, you know, people don't understand. there's sometimes when you're emotionally invested in the team in the city, right? Because mm-hmm. say, like, if you came up and, you know, through the, you know, say you, you know, or just you got drafted, you did well. Say you, you know, the team supported you when you got hurt and you end up doing well. And so you might, you know, sometimes you see athletes react in a, I guess, anger or whatever because of that. That which is understandable. Everybody has emotions, right? Then ideally you'd like to think calmer heads come to fruition. But really what makes guys mad when you get traded, especially if you're somebody that's been in a place for 8 years, is just the common thing called respect. It's our, you know, regardless if you get traded, yeah, you could think, yes, somebody wants me. But at the end of the day, there it's a misconception that you got cut. And the reason why, one, I've been through it. And I guess, you know, I think they, you know, in Buffalo, I think it's one of the things that made me mad, because I'd asked them like several times. And, you know, man, I know, and trades can happen literally in a matter of minutes. So I'll give them that. But I'd like to think for them to be trading a guy that's been there for 8 years. I'm sure the conversation has been had since before before BP.
Yeah.
But I remember being in Houston, and it was the first year, so I'm in year five, and this is when your expansion team, I think you're able to don't of course not all the Twitter people out here. I don't need you to quote me on it, but I think we were able to bring more players to camp. You know, wasn't a lot, but we still. But then, you know, we were always picking guys up, cutting them, and we had practices that were always on the radar of the NFLPA. They were doing. I think it's part of the reason why the wedge has been taken out, because we had guys. We were doing like live wedge drills, and we had so many guys on injured reserve. We set like a record. You know, of course, 82 sacks as well. But I remember as they were making cuts. The NFL sometimes, and this is a team will do this, and so if they know that they're going to cut, whether it's the first or second cut, you know, say go down from 70 to 53, there's 17 guys that, you know, you can either have them practice or cut them, and then you just practice with the guys that, you know, have made the roster. Well, that's just part of the business, and this is the second part of the story, but the first part was – Charlie Cashley and those guys, which was Bush League. So us as captains and leadership on the team had to go to them where they were. So say like the cut was, you know, it had to be by 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So in training camp, a lot of times both your practice is over. Then you're in maybe a team meeting, or if you have an impromptu team meeting. They were having the Grim Reaper come pick guys out of the team meeting. Now, granted, I was going in my fifth year, but we had guys like Aaron Glenn, who's the defensive coordinator for Detroit Lions, well-respected, you know, 13-14-year player. Seth Payne played well over 10. We had guys that were, you know, a little bit longer, and even, you know, Tony Boselli even said something. Like, and I was a younger guy on the leadership, you know, council, and it was a heated conversation from players to management to how you handle it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I feel – even though whether it's owners or GMs or whatever, sometimes I think they lose that part of there's a way that you can handle business and keep it a business, but there is a level of respect that you could do. Don't embarrass anybody like that.
They're not thoughtful about it because they're so locked into them just that, being
that,
the boss.
That used to be an excuse. Right, that's right. Not an excuse anymore.
No, it wasn't an excuse then. It was terrible.
Yeah, because here's why. Because if you're a GM at Boston. And I'm Astros. If I want to make a deal with DP, I don't even have to call him.
Right.
I could text him.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's this why. Day and age, it's a little different. Right. We'll go to break. Again, we appreciate you guys adding to. Dan from Canopy Tree Market reminds us that Vin Scully called the catch. He called the catch, San Francisco and uh-huh. Dallas. He also called Hank Aaron 7:15. He called several perfect games. Again, there's a lot of tribute to be paid to the man. We'll do that today as well. But up next, Rico will tell us what's up on 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.